WPFP. Translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's primary day in South Carolina, where polls show former President Trump leading the state's former Governor Nikki Haley by about 30 points. Last night in Columbia, the former president spoke to the Black Conservative Federation's gala and said,
"Black people are so much on my side now because they see what's happening to me happens to them. Does that make sense?"
Earlier in the day, he came out in opposition to the Alabama Supreme Court's decision that an embryo is a person. He said he supports IVF procedures and availability. This weekend marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. Western leaders are traveling to Kyiv for commemorations amid fears that Western support is faltering. A jury in New York ordered former National Rifle Association chief Wayne LaPierre to repay $4.4 million after finding he used that money to pay for his own lifestyle. And Pope Francis canceled his planned audiences today because of what the Vatican says is a light flu. This is ABC News. Authorities in Athens, Georgia arrested 26-year-old Jose Ibarra in connection with the murder of a nursing student, Lakin Riley. University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark said,
"This is heartbreaking. This is a heartbreaking time for the university."
He said the homicide on a jogging trail was a crime of opportunity. Brain fog's been reported by many long COVID patients, and some doctors have written off those symptoms. ABC's Dave Packer says a new study could change that.
Trouble with concentration and recall, the so-called brain fog experienced by long COVID patients has baffled doctors. Now research out of Ireland published in the journal Nature Neuroscience may have identified an actual biological mechanism behind it. Over two dozen patients who had developed fogginess after COVID were shown in brain scans to have more permeability or leakiness of the blood-brain barrier compared to other groups. The suggestion that inflammation impacting the blood-brain barrier may contribute to people experiencing brain fog. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Farmers have been urged for years to adopt more climate-friendly and sustainable practices. New numbers suggest they're making progress. Mike Mohn reports.
This month, the USDA released the new Census of Agriculture, data that only comes around every 5 years. Mike Lavender with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says there's numbers detailing how much farmland is being used for climate-friendly practices. He notes there were some bright spots, but also room for opportunity.
Some of the data that we're seeing within the census reinforces for us that in so many ways it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Conservation data examples include an increase in the use of no-till practices, while the number of farmers using rotational grazing is down. Between 2017 and 2022, Wisconsin farmers boosted key conservation work, including the planting of cover crops. And while the data is new, Lavender cautions it doesn't capture how farmers are responding to new incentives from the federal government.
This is certainly pre-Inflation Reduction Act investment data. So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand that it's important to take into account.
The IRA provided nearly $20 billion to bolster funding for popular conservation programs. The USDA reported that applications exceeded the extra funding that was set aside. Ag researchers have noted while there's demand for these incentives, farmers have often faced barriers to being approved, with only one in four applicants being successful. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Gary Sanchez joins the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former Yankee Gary Sanchez has arrived nearly 3 weeks after it was first reported he'd been signed by the Brewers. It turns out he injured his right wrist during off-season workouts, something detected during his physical. Sanchez spoke through an interpreter.
No, yeah, it was a process that was, you know, more or less long, but had a little something in the hand. But here now and with plenty of time, get to know the players, get to know the coaches, and happy to be here.
Sanchez said, says he should be ready to play catcher and DH in a couple of weeks. NBA, Bucks against the Timberwolves tonight in Minneapolis. No Chris Middleton, still out with an ankle injury. NFL, the Packers introduced their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. I asked Matt LaFleur what he wants to see from the defense after dismissing Joe Barry.
I want us to be fast and physical and attack the ball and be able to go out there and generate takeaways.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Playing what we want.
Yes. Y'all don't want to hear me, you just don't dance. Don't want to meet your daddy. Just want you to be my caddy. Don't want to meet your mama. Just want to make you comma. I'm just being honest.
Jack FM's line for 10 purchases or more.
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Jen, nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and a little breezy out of the southwest at 20 to 25 miles per hour. Highs today in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, breezy with a high near 41. For Monday, windy but warm with highs in the mid-50s. That's weather. Currently one above.
This bunch of songs on our own Jack FM is the result of too much screen time.
Bye.
As I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear, no, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding, what a beautiful wedding, says a bridesmaid to a waiter. But what a shame, the poor groom's bride is. Well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is safe. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is safe. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne.
Music, stay for the snark.
Singing,
I love rock and roll. Let's put another down.
103.1 Jack FM.
She's a super freak. Jack, you can't do that.
Songs in a row on Jack FM gets corrupted. It sounds like this.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970.
keep your hair and your confidence. Because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to anyone that texts BEST to 200-300. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let Bosley show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text BEST to 200-300. That's BEST to 200-300.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC, Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and a little breezy out of the southwest at 20 to 25 miles per hour. Highs today in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, breezy with a high near 41. For Monday, windy but warm with highs in the mid-50s. That's weather. Currently one above.
103.1.
Hey, Jack.
Jack FM.
Wow, Jack.
I'm digging the music.
True that.
Digging the music.
True that.
It's about time.
True that.
Dancing to my groove. That's my little name.
FM, playing what we want, even though nobody asked us to. Jack.
nice haircut, Jack.